Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Linda from Indiana calling in another story once again. This one pertains to my father again. It just happened a few days ago, and it's rather interesting. It was Saturday, and my sister and I went to visit him. He's 96 years old, and he lives in the same house that we lived in since 1968. And I think the house is creepy to begin with. This is the house that had my evil grandmother living there. It was her house to begin with, but she's long gone and he still lives there. And my brother also lives there and kind of helps things out with my dad. Well, we were there visiting and we were talking. It was actually very nice. Nothing unusual went on. And I went to put the water in the coffee pot because he always gets the coffee ready for my sister and I when we're on our way there. It's a little 4-cup coffee maker, and he has a hard time pouring it into the reservoir because he really can't lift his arms too far up because his shoulders hurt him so bad. So he usually puts the water into the carafe and then leaves it there for my sister or I to pour it in and turn it on. So when we got there, the coffee was set up for us and the little donuts were out there waiting. And he said, Linda, go ahead and make the coffee. Well, I looked at that little coffee carafe, little glass one, and I thought to myself, that's really kind of dirty looking. It was, you know, just coffee scale on it. And I thought, I better clean it. Coffee will taste better. So I was washing it out with the sponge and the soap. And he turns around and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm washing your pot out. Why? I rinse it every time I use it. I know, I said, but it still needs to be washed with some soap. No problem, Dad. I'll do it for you. So I did, and oh my goodness, it was just nice and clean, and I put the water in, and everything tasted fine. The coffee tasted better, and so that was that. We visited for a little while, and then we left. It was maybe 4 hours, 5 hours later, Saturday, early evening, I get a call from my dad, and he sounded kind of shook up. Now, mind you, he's 96 years old. He's got a lot of OCD going on. I think when you get older and at that age, you know, if things aren't the way you want them, you're going to have problems. It just rocks your world when you move something out of position and it's not the way it should be. Well, anyway, he says, remember you cleaned that coffee pot? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I don't know what's going on here, but he said, it's scaring me. And I said, what's scaring you? I thought maybe he dropped it or something, or he got hurt. And he said, now, I know that the coffee carafe was empty because I poured the old coffee that you had made and left into my cup that was sitting on the counter. I'll just use the coffee here, and then I'm going to have Mike, my brother, he said, make another pot for me. So while my brother was in the basement doing his thing or whatever, my dad went and, you know, put the water, two cups worth. He says, and I know it was 2 cups of clean water because I could see through the pot now because you washed it so nice. Okay, Dad, I'm glad you like it. So he puts the little coffee carafe on the counter because he can't pour the water in. It's too high for him. So he's going to wait for my brother to pour it in. But he was able to take the little filter holder, and he put the filter in the little cone thing, and then he put his, you know, 2-3 scoops of coffee in there. That he's able to do. But he left the clear carafe with the clear water sitting on the counter. When my brother comes upstairs, he said, I'll ask him to make it for me. So in the meantime, my dad takes his little scooter and he goes into the front room and he's watching a baseball game. In the meantime, my brother comes upstairs and my dad says to Mike, hey, can you make that coffee for me? I left it ready for you. Just pour it in there for me, okay? All right. Well, 3 seconds, 4 seconds later, my brother comes into the front room and he goes, I can't. And my dad says, you can't what? And Mike says, I can't make the coffee. And my dad says, why can't you make the coffee? Because there's coffee in it. And my dad says, what do you mean there's coffee in it? He says, well, there's coffee in the little white carafe, in the little clear carafe. And he's like, that's impossible. I just left it there a few minutes ago. It was just water. I didn't do anything to it. So my dad gets back on his scooter, goes into the kitchen, and lo and behold, there is that little 4-cup carafe sitting there with coffee water in it. It was coffee. And he said, how did that happen? He said, I just put clear water in it for you to make me coffee. The filter that he put in the coffee machine was still dry. It still had the coffee grounds in it. The coffee was not made through the machine, but the coffee water was sitting in the coffee carafe. And he was just beside himself. That just rocked his little world. And he was telling me this, and I said, well, maybe someone's, you know, trying to do you a favor. And he misconstrued it, thinking I didn't believe him, and he thought that I meant Mike must have made it for him. And I said, that's not what I meant, Dad. Obviously, maybe one of your spirits is there, you know, trying to help you out. He goes, well, I think this spirit's wearing horns. Why would he do that to me? I said, what makes you think it's the devil? I said, perhaps it was my mother, his wife, who's been long gone. Or maybe it was his father, my grandfather, who's long gone. Maybe they were doing you a favor, but it turned out the opposite, and it didn't work for you. And then he calmed down a little bit, and he says, well, I don't need anybody to make my coffee. I don't want this happening. I want to make my own coffee, and I just want to be peaceful here. I don't want anybody messing with me. And I told him, Dad, then you just have to tell him. Leave it alone. I'll do things myself. And he laughed. He says, yeah, you think so? I said, well, yeah. Maybe sometimes if there is really a, you know, spirit there, you got to tell him. I don't want you here. Go back where you belong. And he said, well, yeah, if you say so. But now that's the second thing that happened to me. And I said, well, what was the first thing? He said, same thing again. The door keeps opening and closing and nobody comes in. Now, this has been an ongoing thing. I used to hear it all the time. My sister used to hear it all the time. The front door makes a certain noise when it gets opened. And my brother's at work. My dad will be sitting in the kitchen working on his little puzzles to keep his mind, you know, active. And he says, I hear that door open. And he's looking and nobody comes in. The door isn't open. He wheels in there with his scooter and door is shut. But he said, I heard it. And I said, I believe you, Dad. I can't tell you how many times my sister, Janice, and I have heard that door open, but nobody ever came in. Once in a while, my sister would actually hear the footsteps, but I never heard the footsteps. But my dad says, yeah, he hears it. So that was my story for this past Saturday. And I told him, well, if somebody wanted to harm you, Dad, they would have done it. So obviously, they're not there to harm you. However, there was one episode while my sister and I were there Saturday, which can or cannot be explained. I have to question it, but my dad rolled over with his office chair. He uses an office chair to sit at the table. And he rolled over to either the garbage can to throw something away or to get my sister and I the newspaper. He wanted to show us something in the newspaper, and it's kept just to the left of the stove. Well, he did that, nothing unusual. Now, we had been there about 15 minutes already, and all of a sudden, I get a whiff of something. I was like, what is that? You know, and all of a sudden, my sister says the same thing. She goes, I smell gas. I said, that's what I'm smelling. And we looked over at the stove. Both dials for the rear and the front burners were slightly turned on. Now, I didn't see him hit that with his chair at all. He's pretty good about that, but I'm not saying he didn't accidentally bump those dials, but we turned them off right away. That's the only thing that kind of concerned me, you know, speaking about a spirit that's wearing horns, but that would have ill intent, I think. So that one's questionable. But the coffee pot, he's just beside himself with that. He says, now I know Jesus turned water into wine, but I don't think he's out there turning my water into coffee. But just another story. I have another one that I'll call in that happened to me, and I needed to call my dad for help on that one. And that happened back in probably 1970. I'll call that back in a couple of days. I have to get my ideas straight on that one so I'm not babbling. But love your show. Hope you read it on the air. Thanks again for what you do.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.